Diana, help me out. Who was Madame Bovary?
I think it was a 19th century novel about, I think she was a very naughty lady, from what I remember.
Apparently she killed herself as well. Carol King has put on our Facebook page, Madame Bovary drank ink to kill herself. What is in ink that's poisonous? Is it still in ink today? I wonder what she's thinking. Well, I can tell you that ancient inks, and you probably know this as an archaeologist as well, ancient inks were made by crown galls. So crown gall inks were made. You go to oak trees, you find oak apples, these galls, which are on the wood of the oak tree, these little blebs. They look like little round spheres, which are made by a parasitic insect that puts some stuff into the side of the oak tree. It puts some genes in, I think, which then makes the tree grow this little bleb. And they end up being very rich in tannin. So people would harvest them, grind them up, and then mix them with iron 2 sulfate, which would then extract the tannins, and it meant that the ink was very, very dark, very black when it was first written. It's beautiful. The problem is that it's also very acidic still, so it would rot holes in the ancient manuscripts, which is why when you see ancient manuscripts photographed, they always have where the descenders are, the G's and the Y's, where the person paused their pen and then reversed over themselves. There's a bit more ink there, and that means there's a bit more acid there, and the acid goes into the paper and hydrolyzes the cellulose in the paper. It makes a hole, and that's why all these ancient manuscripts have got those holes there. So I'd say maybe she just died of iron 2 sulfate poisoning, because I think if you did have a very intense intake of that, maybe, I don't know, I've not come across anyone managing to poison themselves that way, but I think theoretically it could be done. Does anyone know? Tell us if you have any experience of iron poisoning. I'm not sure. Now, this one.